Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, your best self. How can you be your best even when things are at their worst? We'll show you what it takes. Call in 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life. The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical. Theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, your best self. We're going to help you be your best, even around those people who try to bring out the worst in you, those situations that make it difficult for you to be the person you want to be. Or for that matter, we want to help you help the people you care about be their best selves in their tough situations. So getting to that place where you can be your best, helping others find their best place, we are here for you. 877-573-7825.
As we pray for all the souls of the faithful departed today, and pray for our own souls that we one day will join the communion of saints in heaven, this is a day that we are really looking at. How do we become that saint in heaven? How do we limit that time in purgatory? How do you become everything God has created you to be and make it to that goal? And when we fall short of that day in and day out, as we all do, because we're all sinners, and we think, darn it, I've done this thing again, I've fallen into that again, or we see those we care about struggling with that so often, and we desperately want to help them to be more of who they truly, authentically are, it can frustrate us. It can confuse us. We can be at a loss for a way to make it better and do better next time. And yet our church teaches us that that is what we are to strive to do, continue to do better time and again till we reach that perfection in Christ. So we're here today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network to help you achieve that goal.
And it sounds really pretty on paper, but let's face it, when your kids are pushing your buttons, or your spouse is getting on your nerves, or your in-laws, or for that matter, if someone you love is finding it really hard to bear up under the pressures of life, you know, that's when it gets sticky, and we want to help you get through those sticky situations. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. And again, the questions we're asking you, well, who are those people that make it difficult for you to be your best when you're around them? What are those situations where you find it hard to be your best self? Or, for that matter, is there someone you'd like to help be their best selves in a tough situation they're going through? We're here to help. 877-573-7825. And to kick things off, let's talk a little bit about what this best self thing is all about. Let's introduce you to your best self, because the theology of the body reminds us that we are all in the process of becoming who we are. That sounds so weird to say. What does that mean? Well, TOB speaks of three phases of mankind, of humankind, right? So the first stage, the first phase was original man. Those were the perfect people we were before the fall. Then we got historical man, which are the broken, post-fallen people we see when we look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
The people we are living out day to day that sometimes today. We're not so crazy about.
And then there's, throw a big word at you, the eschatological man.
Yeah, that one scares us all
because
we can't even pronounce it. Never mind, figure out how to be it.
It's a new Marvel comic superhero. Eschatological man.
I'd actually love to see a cartoon of that. Somebody send me fan art on that, because that would be awesome.
So eschatological man are the perfected people that we're destined to become again. So when we say become who you are, what we mean is being our best self. That means imagining everything we could be through God's grace and then leaning into that in everything we do. In a sense, being who we are means putting on our Heavenly Father's shoes and playing dress up, right? Not so that we can pharisaically pretend to be better than we are, but in the hopes that by walking in His footsteps, God, our Father, will show us how to be like Him when we grow up. Right? So in every situation, especially those worst moments around those worst people, that's our opportunity to, in a sense, put our best foot forward. And that's where the miracles happen. No, it's not always easy, but it is worth it. We're going to help you pull it off today, helping you be your best self, even in those worst situations and around those people that bring out the worst in you. 877-573-7825. What people make it tough for you to be your best when you're around them? What situations do you find it difficult to be your best? Or is there someone you love who's struggling to be his or her best self in a tough situation? We want to help you out and help you help them. 877-573-7825. You can also post your comments at our Facebook page at facebook.com/moretoliferadio. And while you're there, don't forget to like the page so you can get regular updates, resources, articles, and other good stuff to help you celebrate the life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. That's at facebook.com/moretoliferadio. But we do love hearing your voice, so pick up the phone and give us a call right here, right now, and we'll help you end the show in a better position to be your best self then you begin it. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we thank you for reminding us that we are becoming who we are. Your servant, Pope St. John Paul the Great, reminded us that we are not the people that we see when we look in the mirror, but we are the people who you see when you look at us through your eyes of love. When you look at us as your children and see all the things that you created us to be, all the things you planted in us, the seeds that you nurture through your grace. And so we bring ourselves before you, Lord, and we ask you to water those seeds and let them bloom and flourish and produce fruit in our lives, especially around those people that bring out the worst in us and in those situations that make it difficult for us to be our best. Help us as well to be sowers of those good seeds in the hearts of others, so that the people we love can be their best selves as well, so that through our own actions and through the good we inspire in others, we can bring about your kingdom in every moment of every day, that your will might be done and your kingdom would grow. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, becoming who you are, being your best self. Who are those people that make it tough for you to be who you want to be? What are those situations that you find it difficult to be your best self in? Or is there someone you love who's going through a tough time in their lives and it's hard for them to be their best self, but you're just not sure how to support them? One way or the other, we are here to help. 877-573-7825. In addition to taking your calls today, we're going to be joined by Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute. He's going to talk to us a little bit more about this idea of becoming who we are. What does that really mean? And why should we care? I had somebody say to me, this is my dissertation supervisor, said, look, when you write this thing, you got to answer three questions. First of all, assume that your reader is asking, who cares I'm sorry. Yeah, who cares? What's in it for me, and why should I do it? Right?
You know, interesting. Yeah.
And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Who cares about this whole idea of becoming your best self? Why should you do it? What's in it for you? We're going to unpack all that with Father Thomas Loya. Plus, of course, we'll be sharing three more to life hacks to help you be who you really are, your best self, even around those people who bring out the worst or those tough situations where it's hard to be your best. 877-573-7825.
Well, and you know, Greg, we're all struggling to do this because if we're Catholic, and even if we're not, there's a whole lot of people who care about this every day, but if we're Catholic, we know that we're called to go to confession, get yourself together and try to do better next time. But, you know, in our parish, we actually have a joke. The moms and I will joke. We'll actually be in the confession line doing this. You know, we're quiet. Yes, we're praying. But often in our parish where we have a ton of kids, we're in line and there are kids like pulling at our skirts and, you know, whining in the pews and we're trying to get the confession before they completely explode. And we'll joke and we'll be like, okay, you know, how long do you think it's going to take from the time we make it out of the confession booth to, like, the first time we lose it and we're no longer, as we're saying today, our best selves, that we've fallen short of what we've hoped to be while we're in there and we're making a good confession? Because life is hard and it presents a lot of different struggles, and often it's our not best self, our not grace-filled self that rises to the top instead of that best self that God wants us to be. If you struggle with that in your day-to-day, in the little things or in the big things, we're here for you. 877-573-7825.
And with that, let's take our first question. Lisa, who's up?
We're going to Lori, who's listening in Boise, Idaho, on 1140 AM Salt and Light Radio.
Hey, Lori, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, good morning. I was calling about a person in my family that is suffering and don't know really what to do. Tried all the different ways and they all haven't worked. So it's my husband. We've been married for 16 years and have two great kids. And he has been addicted to cigarettes since he was 14. And we both came from kind of disordered childhoods, but we found each other. And we're living a very blessed life. Mm-hmm. Everything's really great, but the smoking, it's really, I watch him just kind of just digging in that kind of rut of smoking. He kind of goes from one seat to another, and he goes outside a lot to smoke, and I don't even think he realizes how much he's smoking. And he's quit for up to a year, but he always just falls back into it. And the other problem is he got an inheritance 5 years ago, which enabled him to quit working, you know, in manual labor, which was a blessing. But now it's like it's time to go back to work. And being here, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and all day here.
You mean he's burned through the money,
or
not
working?
Sorry to interrupt, but you mean he's burned through the money, or that the money's still there, but it's
no,
just
I mean
just
our house is paid for. We have a great blessed situation. Our house is paid for, but the rest of the money, I mean, we've gone through quite a bit of it in 5 years, so it's time to keep that nest egg and get back to work. Plus, just to get doing something. Besides smoking.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I mean, you know, it's not a good thing for anybody to not be engaged in some kind of productive activity. So if he's not volunteering somewhere or engaging in some other work that he enjoys more or using this time to really build some new skills, that's not a healthy position.
It's kind of like being stuck. I feel like he's kind of stuck, you know.
And what happens?
We go to church every Sunday, and he goes through the motions, but
you got two very different problems here. I mean, I know that they're both related in terms of motivation, but is there of these two, is there something you want me to focus on specifically, or would you rather me just
Give
you some general stuff on?
Well, the smoking, because I feel like it leads into so many other problems.
Okay. And when you say you've tried these, tried to address things before, what's been most successful?
You know, he read a book by Alan Carr about how to quit smoking, and professed it to everyone in my family who smoked, and they all quit.
So
I'd love to see him get back to that, you know, not using nicotine products to help him quit, but just kind of go into the Lord more to solve the problem, have a little
and
more
have
faith.
And have you presented that idea to him?
Yeah, it's kind of like he keeps saying he's going to, you know, but this has been 16 15 years of going to, like, you know. I told him I didn't want to marry a smoker, and he promised
basically,
he
well,
would
here's
quit.
The thing. The question isn't so much, and this is true for any bad habit, the question isn't how do you stop, it's what would you do if you did. Right, he's smoking, and he starts smoking again for some reason. It's meeting a need, or at least, you know, an attempt to meet a need.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what that need might be? It might be several, in fact, for us, for a persistent habit like this.
I think for him it might just be stress relief. You know, like, that's his go-to.
He doesn't know how to deal
stress.
With conflict. He doesn't know how to deal with
conflicts, just a lot of things. You know, he's been through a lot in his life. And I think that when those thoughts come,
okay,
instead of turning to prayer, maybe he runs to the cigarette, you know.
Well, and prayer is going to be important, but I think that it's going to be important to identify that's his coping, you know, right? That's his way of addressing it. That's his way of dealing with conflict. Now, you know, he's facing a situation here where the money's starting to run out. He's going to have to get back to work. That's bringing more conflict into his life because he's been avoiding that for the last, 5 years or so. You know, he hasn't developed these new skills. He hasn't figured out, what do I want to do when the money starts running out? That's bringing up all kinds of tension for him now. Those thoughts are coming back.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. I mean, we had a little failed home business. He wanted to work for himself. You know, he had a very big business, but the partnership fell apart. Mm-hmm. And then a small business. And it just, I think these numbers of things not succeeding the way he wanted to, and then going back in the workplace at 53 is tough.
And I think that learning some new strategies for dealing with stress and conflict and coping are going to be critical to both. The quitting the smoking and addressing the work situation, the return to the workforce. To that end, a couple of resources for you. First of all, I think it would be really good for the two of you to sit down and talk through my book, God Help Me, This Stress is Driving Me Crazy, Finding Balance Through God's Grace, which is going to help you both really look more closely at the voices inside your head and how we end up creating a lot of the stress and obstacles that prevent us from being able to deal more effectively with the challenges that we're facing in our lives. And I go through 10 different, if you will, categories of lies that we tell ourselves and how we can come against those lies, both with spiritual tools as well as psychological tools. If you find that book, working through that together and challenging those lies, isn't enough, it may very well be that it's time to really enlist in some counseling. And if he won't go by himself, then go together so that you can learn how to support him as well through this time, because this is not just affecting him. Obviously, it's affecting your marriage as well. So, you know, go and get some additional professional help if you find that working through a book like this isn't just enough to get the conversation going. I think he's paralyzed by fear right now, and he's anesthetizing himself with the smoking. But the larger issue is, what would he do if he stops me? Well, he'd have to learn how to deal with all this, and that terrifies him right now. So unless we can build up his strengths to be able to cope with those particular challenges in front of him, he's just going to smoke his way through this and hope it goes away, and then it's going to become a real catastrophe. So let's try to head that off at the pass by getting him the resources he needs so that he can do something productive instead of just smoking his time away. Lori, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you or your husband or both of you through this, don't hesitate to reach out to us for the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice, but we'll certainly be adding you and him to our More to Life prayer list. And that goes for you listeners as well, as we talk today about becoming who you are, being your best self, even around those people who bring out the worst and those situations that make it difficult for you to be who you want to be. Let's talk it out at 877-573-7825. When we come back, we'll be joined by Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute, who will unpack this idea of becoming who we are. What does that really mean? Why should we care? What's in it for us? We'll talk about that. Plus, take more of your calls about those situations, people, and circumstances that make it hard for you to become your best self. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our first More to Life hack. Paint your portrait.
Paint your portrait isn't about, you know, putting something on canvas. So even though, you know, when we look at how a portrait's done, we know that a good painter makes their subject look, you know, a little bit better than they really do. Well, you need to do that internally for yourself. Look at your head and inside your head and think, who's the person that I really want to be? You know, imagine each moment is a brushstroke that God is using to paint the real you into being. So those brushstrokes are really the qualities that make you your best self. think about those and paint those into the image you're trying to create. Lean into those qualities in every moment as best you can. Pray for the grace to be your best self, especially around those people who bring out the worst in you. And then imagine how that best self would respond to feelings of irritation or anger or frustration or anxiety, so that you can tend to overcome that stuff that's presented to you by the people and situations around you. Don't focus on feeling different. This is really important. Focus on being different, despite the feelings that try to get in your way. The good news is that feelings follow actions. The more you strive to look like that real you, that portrait God's painting into being, the healthier you will feel as well.
Good place to get us started. Thanks for that. And we're going to add more to life hacks for being your best self as we go through the program. Stick around for all that. Plus more of your calls and Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute when More to Life returns after the break.
The news flashed around the world when Planned Parenthood Clinic Director Abby Johnson left her desk and her job to join those protesting outside.
And I was sitting at my desk and I'm looking out the window and I'm not knowing where to go. And I'm just thinking, please, God. I'm looking at these two women standing out there praying, and I'm feeling like God is telling me to go talk to them. And I'm like, no way. Anybody, God. Anybody, please. I mean, I will talk to somebody I haven't talked to in 5 years, okay? Please, not them. Give me somebody. And he just kept saying, no, this is it. For 8 years, they've been reaching out to you. They've been pleading with you. They've been trying to be your friend. This is it.
This is Henry Root, your host for Putting On the Mind of Christ. Abby Johnson lost her job. She lost her church. But she gained the admiration of countless pro-lifers. She recently talked to Lennon Center supporters in Dearborn. Listen to her on the next Putting On the Mind of Christ. That's this and every Sunday afternoon at 3, encoring Saturday afternoons at 6 on 990 WDEL, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
The following is a message brought to you by the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan. If you've ever tried to assemble something complicated without an instruction manual, you probably experience some frustration. Wouldn't it be nice if we had an instruction manual for life? Great news, we do! It's called the Bible. God in His infinite love has provided us with His Word. To quote St. Paul, all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Paul wrote this to Timothy, who was facing struggles in his life. It shows God cares enough to give us the instruction manual we need for ourselves. Let us pray that when we face the challenges of life, we remember to go to God's Word in the Bible. There, the Spirit can lead us into His answers and provide guidance for our daily needs. Visit the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan on Facebook or on our website, cbsmich.org.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we're talking about your best self. We're called to be who we are, to become what God is calling us to be, even around those people that make it hard for us to be our best selves, those situations that make it difficult for us to rise to the occasion, or for that matter, to help those people we love be their best selves in difficult times. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 if you'd like to figure out how to be your best self around those people and situations that bring out the worst in you. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute, pastor, counselor, artist. He's here at Theology of the Body, speaker and expert. He is here to help us understand this whole idea of becoming who we are. Father Thomas Loya, thanks for joining us today on More to Life.
Thank you. It's always wonderful to be here.
So Pope St. John Paul the Great would often say, be who you are. And that just sounds strange. What does it mean, and why should we care?
Well, I have to laugh because, of course, you know, my background is in art. So when you use the analogy of the painter, in the art world, we have this little joke. When you paint someone's portrait, you offer them three different prices. How do you think you look? How do you want to look? And how do you actually look?
Oh, that's tremendous. I had no idea.
So we want to paint it. I like to paint a picture of how the person actually looks. And that's really what we're talking about today. What is our real selves? And why is this important? This is important because really this is another way of saying the ultimate fundamental aspect of all of life, and that is our growth in holiness and where we end up in eternity. That's really what this is about, to become that best version of yourself. So it's absolutely something we should all care about. And one of the things, I recommend a couple of things. First of all, from the great spiritual masters of a church, and that's going to sound maybe a little strange to people, but one of the things they would suggest as a key to becoming your authentic self is to think about several times during the day, especially for at least a few minutes a day, your death and your judgment. Just to think about that, you know, the ultimate things. You know, we sometimes go through life and we sort of avoid that, and think about how that might determine your actions in the moment. And that's the important thing here. What you take every moment, you ask yourself, is what I'm doing or what I am not neglecting to do, is that working towards my becoming the best version of myself? It is working towards a good judgment, you know, a happy death. In other words, am I confident I could stand before God in what I am doing right now or what I am not doing? And you think about that every moment, and our lives are very short here. We only have one shot at it. You know, we live a long time. It's a very short. We have one shot. Only God knows when our lives will end. And so every moment has to be cherished. Every moment is an absolute gift. And go back to John Paul II's great word, gift. Secondly, that brings me to the idea of gift. Look at our gifts. What are our gifts? And always look in terms of multiplying them, focusing on the positive. Like, what are my strengths? What is my gift? What is the contribution that I alone, God wants me alone to make with my particular gifts to this world before I leave this world? While I'm here, I walk this way in a very short time on this earth, and God wants to do something through all of us. He's only going to do through ourselves. Once we're gone, He's not going to repeat that. That's it. He's got one shot at doing something through our unique gifts. And we have to look at those gifts and make sure we're amplifying them. We're, you know, and don't compare. Don't say, well, gee, that person's got that, but I'm only this.
You know, I've got to say, I know a lot of our listeners sort of cringe at that idea because they think that will make them somehow not humble or too prideful if they look at their gifts. But they really need to, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely, because that your gifts, a gift is something given. The key thing about gift is it's something, it's open-handed. You receive it and you give it. So you have to know what you have so that you can give it. So it's not prideful. It's actually it actually brings you to a certain humility and a certain gratitude. Like, this is what I'm good at. This is what I can see are my gifts, and I'm going to max them out. In other words, I'm going to function through my gifts, not so much through my sin. I'm not going to focus on my sin, because you know the truth of what you're bringing up today, this subject, is really the truth of humanity, the truth of our lives. We were made for perfection. Yes, we're en route to that. But we're made for that. You know, a lot of times we say to ourselves, we define ourselves like when we mess up or we sin, we say, well, what do you expect? I'm only human. Really, when we do something good, we should say, what do you expect? I'm human. Because that's more the truth of who we are.
Good point to leave off on. Father Thomas Leff from the Tabor Life Institute. Check out his information at taborlife.org. Thanks again for being with us today, sir. Always a pleasure. And we're talking with you about being your best self, especially around those people and those situations that tend to bring out the worst in you. Give us a call. We'll help you find ways to do exactly what Father Loyal was just talking about and be your best self. 877-573-7825. Stick around for more. More to Life after this.
On the verge of the 100th anniversary of the most significant and widely witnessed church-to-prove miracles in the modern age, the Men of the Sacred Hearts are proud to sponsor the showing of the classic movie, The Miracle of Our Lady of Fatima, at 2 o'clock on October 23rd at the historic Redford Theater. Tickets can be purchased at menofthesacredhearts.org. That's The Miracle of Our Lady of Fatima at the Redford Theater on October 23rd. Tickets available at menofthesacredhearts.org and at the door.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. Are you a beacon of faith or a bunker? Pope Francis often reminds us to let Jesus out, to get out of our bunker modes of church and take Christ to the rest of the world. In Matthew chapter 18, Christ commands us to go therefore and make disciples of all nations. This gospel passage makes it clear that we are to take our good message, all our good stuff, outside of our churches and ourselves to the world at large. And all the activities of the mystical body of Christ should be ordered to mission. In short, we are called to be beacons of Christ's love and meet the world where it lives. And do not fear, you have everything you need to carry Christ to the world by virtue of your baptism and confirmation. You are equipped, and when you surrender to Him, He will work through you. So, the question remains, are you a beacon or a bunker?
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is brought to you in part by a gift made from our day sponsor, asking our listeners to pray for the souls of those who are in purgatory. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
I'm Lisa Popchak. Many new parents approach Greg and I with questions about techniques to be successful parents. But this is the wrong attitude. Remember, your baby is not a machine. There's no operating manual for parenthood. Every parent needs to learn the language their baby speaks in order to create a positive, trust-filled relationship that is optimal for his or her emotional, spiritual, and physical development. The language of baby consists of touch, cuddles, and intensive FaceTime. By speaking this language, you are telling your baby, come close to me, learn from me, let me teach you what the world means and what it means to be you. There are supporting actions such as baby wearing and breastfeeding, but most important is your attitude. You brought this little person into the world. The best gift that you can give them is a willingness to give yourself in self-donative love. For more ways to build a positive relationship with your child, visit us at moretoliferadio.com.
You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And on this Feast of All Souls, we're talking about becoming who we are, fulfilling the destiny God has in mind for all of us, and using every moment, every single moment, to become who we truly are, the saints God sees when He looks at us. But that sounds great on paper. In real life, it gets kind of messy. A little bit challenging. We're here to help. 877-573-7825. What people make it hard for you to be your best when you're around them? In what situations do you find it difficult to be your best self? And would you like to help someone else be their best selves in a tough situation? We're here to help either way. 877-573-7825. We're going to the phones in just a second, but first it's time for our next More to Life hack, which is plan your attack. You know, every day the enemy sends people and situations your way in an attempt to bring out your worst. You need a battle plan. Don't allow yourself to be constantly surprised by the same situations occurring again and again. Long before you find yourself around those difficult people or in those trying situations, sit down. Write out what you're going to say or do next time you encounter those circumstances. And then, every day as part of your prayer time, ask God to give you the grace to succeed. And then imagine yourself in that situation, responding in the new ways. Practice makes perfect, as the saying goes. So sketch out and rehearse your battle plan before you're under attack. That's going to help guarantee that your next engagement will be a successful engagement.
And I got to say, Greg, you said in that More to Life hack, write it down. And isn't that so vital? This is not about, you know, sort of kicking yourself in the behind and saying, oh, I should have done it this way. And then
nope,
you go
regret.
Off and forget it. It's, you know, it's not that, oh, you know, if I only had this pithy comeback. You know, that happens to
nope.
me when somebody, you know, don't you know how you have this many children? And my friends will come up with all these, like, pithy comments. And then they won't really think about, how do I really want to handle this with grace next time? It really is about doing it prayerfully and writing it down so that you can go back to it and, as you said, really rehearse it. That is really going to make a change.
It makes all the difference in the world if you can imagine what your best self would do and handle it. And if you don't know, then go talk to somebody who can help you figure it out.
That's,
you know,
the truth.
A mature pastor, get some good books. Call us, 877-573-7825. And with that, let's go to the phones. Lisa, who's up next?
Julie in Fort Collins, Colorado, listening on 1060 AM.
Hey, Julie, welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
coworker who I have a really hard time relating to. We work in a clinic. We greet patients and check them in, and she's just over the top, very unprofessional and inappropriate. And I just have a hard time being my best self around her. And as a result, I retreat, I withdraw, I probably seem very antisocial because I just don't know how to. She doesn't direct any comments to me directly, but I just have a hard time interacting with her.
So give me an example of a situation that you find difficult to manage directly with her.
Interacting directly with her. Well, it's hard to pick up on things she does or says and, join in on those.
For instance?
She kind of bullies patients in line and on the phone.
Really?
The volume of her speech just gets greater and greater and greater until I can hardly hear myself interacting with a patient in front of me. She doesn't make eye contact with me. She talks over me to another coworker that sits beside me, and I just feel really excluded, and it's gone on for so long, I'm having a hard time breaking back in and establishing that coworker relationship.
And if you could imagine, all right, we're talking about your best self here. So if you could imagine those qualities, say, of confidence, of strength, of compassion, because you don't want to be a bully in return, right? But if you could imagine bringing those kinds of qualities to bear on this situation, let's imagine you still feel a little bit intimidated, a little bit overwhelmed by it, but you have those qualities. How do you respond? How do you imagine yourself responding differently to that situation? What do you think you would say or do to be able to break back in, like you're saying?
Well, one of my other coworkers suggested that I just pick up on some conversation that she's having and act interested in it. The times when I feel like I need to assert myself as far as just, like, for instance, the volume at which she talks that I can't hear myself. I'm not very good at asserting myself. I'm unable to exhibit my sense of humor there. I just feel like I'm not being me at work.
Okay. And so what I want you to do here in that situation, you started by saying what you could do, and then you went right into, but I can't do this.
I can't
right?
do that, yeah.
So what you're doing is you're imagining this better you, and then you're killing her.
All right? It's like erasing it right off the chalkboard.
Yeah.
It's like, I started to draw this best self, but no. And you just erase it, and it's gone, and it takes all your power away.
And what I need you to do is I need you to keep dwelling on this image of you being respectfully assertive, and just saying, "Hey, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing my patient. Could you tone it down just a little bit?" Just imagine, right? In fact, I want you to do the More to Life hack we came back to this segment with. I want you to sit down after this call. I want you to write out exactly what you're going to say the next time she gets too loud. So, for instance, you're going to imagine yourself turning around and saying, "Hey, whatever your name is, would you mind just turning it down just a little bit? I'm having a really hard time hearing what my patient is saying." Just write that out and imagine yourself doing it, and just prayerfully bring that to God and say, "Lord, help me to do this in a charitable way, in a respectful way, but in a way that is reflective of my dignity and the patient's dignity that I'm serving right here, so that I can provide better care and this can be a better environment. Just let me be this person that can call this whole situation to a better place," and really dwell on this image of your better self. And applying these qualities. Same thing with this situation. The other thing you were describing, being invested in this conversation that she's bringing up. Sit down and write out, what would you say? What questions might you ask? How would you reflect on what she's saying to be able to bring a little bit of your experience into it, so that you don't become this wilting violet in that situation? Really, again, dwelling on what you would do, not what you can't do. Identifying with who you really are means leaning into those qualities, even though it feels a little intimidating and it feels a little scary, and imagining yourself responding in that new way every day, especially in your prayer time, where you can ask God to water those seeds of those qualities that He's planted in your heart. I believe with all my heart that you're going to be able to do this if you can practice it mentally every single day and in prayer every single day. Don't do what you did on this call, where you start to imagine it and then start to erase it right away. Because as soon as you do that, you let basically the enemy win. You let the enemy define who you are instead of seeing who God has planted in you and watering those seeds. Thanks so much for the call, Julie. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to give us a call here on More to Life. And by the way, a good follow-up resource, our book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. is available on our website at moretoliferadio.com. Check it out. I think it'll be a good place to follow up on some of the things we've shared with you today. And that goes for you listeners as well at 877-573-7825. That's the number to call to get the answers to those questions. What people, you know, when you're around those people that make it hard for you to be your best self, what do you do? How can you be that person that God is calling you to be in those situations, for example, that make it hard for you to rise to the challenge and really represent well? Or if you love somebody who's struggling in their circumstances to be their best selves and you don't know how to support them, we want to help you. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now, Greg, with Rick, who's listening to EWTN Radio while driving through West Virginia.
Hey, Rick, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My wife and I have just been blindsided with my young daughter, who's in her early 20s,
okay,
that she's involved in a relationship with another woman.
Mm, okay.
And, you know, we've never seen, I mean, totally blindsided. We've never seen this coming. And then also, we're from our other children who are in heterosexual relationships, they're beating us up over this. And we want to remain true to our faith, to our teachings. I mean, we have a wonderful relationship with our children, but we've become so depressed over this. And I mean, holidays are coming, and my wife is really withdrawing, which is a wonderful mother. I don't know. We just don't know what to do.
Okay. There are two things that I want you to do right away, and the second thing will be dependent on the first, right? So it's sort of a 1-2 punch. First, what I want you to do, as soon as we get offline here, I want you to, I know you're driving, but you know, this is your first opportunity, I want you to go online to CourageRC.com, I believe it is. It's Courage International, okay? They have a sister organization called Encourage. Now, Courage is for faithful Catholics who are struggling with same-sex attraction who want to live a chaste and godly life. Encourage is the sister organization for families who have a loved one who is struggling with and want to know how to faithfully respond in ways that allow them to be loving and supportive and yet still calling on their children, for example, or other loved one to a holier life. And getting that kind of support to sort this out is so tremendously important because, as you say, especially in today's political climate, you know, family, friends can all turn against us, you know, because they have a very hard time seeing how you can both be loving and not condone unhealthy choices.
How to mix, you know, mercy with truth, which is what we're taught we must do.
And Encourage can really help you get to that place and hit that sweet spot between being loving and being generous even, while at the same time, not throwing your faith and values under the bus. So I really encourage you to get in touch with Encourage.
An invaluable resource, it truly is.
And I believe, again, I believe you can get there at CourageRC. I don't want to say it's .com, but I could be wrong about that. So just Google it, all right? It's CourageRC. It'll get you there. And then Encourage is the group that you want to hook up with. Now, the follow-up to that is sort of a maxim, if you will, which is keep your kids close, and you're hurting kids closer, okay? The temptation in a situation like this is, as you said, your wife is withdrawing, right? You're letting tension build between you and your daughter, and it's pushing her away. You know, you're wondering, should we even let her come over the holidays?
And then it's pushing the other kids away, and they get angry, and the whole thing just becomes a giant playground for Satan to rip your family to shreds.
You don't, like I said, you don't want to bend your, you don't want to throw your faith and values under the bus.
Not at all.
But that doesn't mean that you can't find ways to join with this wonderful young woman that you have raised and be here for her in whatever ways you can, sharing those interests that you still have in common, participating in her life in ways that are still healthy and good and godly. The more you can, and even with this friend that she has associated with, again, if you can not condone the relationship, but make friends with this person and be a loving witness to this person, the more you can be a loving presence in your daughter's life, the more you can be honest about the fact that this is a situation that you can't accept, but you love her and you accept her and you value her as your daughter. And you want to be there for her in whatever ways you can, that's an important message to get out there and to not withdraw. This is the time to engage more, to, as Pope Francis likes to say, accompany and walk with. And yes, it's going to be a struggle. You're going to stretch in ways that I wish no parent would have to stretch You're going to have to grow in ways that I wish no parent would have to grow. But it's going to bear tremendous fruit if you keep bringing this situation to God and keep getting back in there and engaging and accompanying your daughter and really working through this while remaining faithful. That's why you need encourage and support, by the way, because what I'm asking you to do here is not easy.
It's impossible without God. And it really is knowing your faith as deeply as you possibly can, knowing what living a chaste lifestyle does for people, that the holiness and the health, that chastity calls people into, rather than getting into debates about identity and all of that, really having the support you would get from that organization so that you can talk to other parents and say, what do I do about the holidays? What worked for you? What didn't work for you? How is this? You know, give me some support. You won't feel alone. You'll be very centered in your faith, and you'll really have resources that you can draw upon.
And the message you want to say or send to your daughter and to your other children as well when they try to draw you into the political or moral dimensions of all of this is to say,
loud right now.
I'm not going to have this fight with you. This is too important of an issue for us to fight about. I'm happy to
And I would even go as far to say and your sister is a person who we love, not a political argument.
And not a project.
Exactly.
And I want to love her where she's at and figure out a way that we can have a relationship despite the struggles that she's facing. And I need you to give me the space to do that. And you can say that to your daughter as well. I love you where you're at. I can't condone what you're doing, but I love you where you're at, and I want us to be able to take the space that we need to be able to figure out how to have a good and godly relationship moving forward, and I hope that you'll give me the time and the patience to do that. And start there, get more support from Encourage, and take it one step at a time. We will certainly add your family to our More to Life prayer list, and God will bring his healing and grace to the situation. I do know it. Just hang in there and keep engaging, not withdrawing, and encourage your wife to do the same. God bless you, Rick. Thanks so much for the call. And we're talking with you about the challenge of being your best self, even around those people that bring out the worst in you, or those situations where you find it most difficult to be who you are, the person God created you to be. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. As we go to our next break, it's time for our final More to Life hack for being your best self, and that's starve the darkness, feed the light. You know, every time we criticize ourselves, give into feelings of powerlessness, isolation, or self-pity, we feed the darkness in ourselves and allow it to take over more and more of our lives. But we have a choice. We can starve that darkness and feed the light instead by challenging those negative thoughts, celebrating even small successes, praising God for little blessings, seeking help when we need it, and choosing to see everything, even failure, as an opportunity to learn and grow. You know, brain science actually teaches us that neural connections die off from disuse and grow thicker with repeated action and focus. We can literally starve the darkness in our minds and feed the light inside of us by choosing to focus on what we are becoming and what we can become, not just in spite of what we're going through, but because of it. Stick around. We have more tips for being your best self, even in those dark circumstances, when More to Life returns after the break.
This program underwritten by Summit Entertainment.
From director Mel Gibson.
I'm sorry, Sergeant. I can't touch a gun.
You are free to run into battle without a single weapon to protect yourself. Comes the true story of one hero.
While everybody else is taking life, I'm going to be saving it.
Who saved 75 soldiers.
You'll have to trust me.
Without a weapon.
I'm scared.
Come on, stay with me. I'm going to get you out.
Hacksaw Ridge. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents. In theaters Friday.
From the Dominican House of Studies, Father Dominic Legg.
One of the challenges that many Catholics face today when trying to be a faithful citizen and a good Catholic is simply admitting in the public square that you're Catholic. We can be afraid to say that openly because maybe we're worried about what someone will think of us. Maybe we're worried about the separation of church and state. In fact, there's no reason that we should be afraid to say publicly what we believe, because our nation depends on having faithful citizens if it's going to be a moral country. A democracy is no better than the citizens who make it up and who vote for its policies. So let's be faithful citizens, Catholics in public, proud to profess our faith.
For a guide to Catholic teaching and voting, visit ewtn.com/vote.
What keeps us from believing in miracles? Scientific proof? Lack of faith? Do you know at every Mass we witness the greatest miracle of all? On November 19th, join Branches Catholic Ministries at the Scotiabank Convention Center in Niagara Falls, Ontario. Regenerated 2016 will address modern-day Eucharistic miracles, mystical events, and the scientific evidence behind them. Are these signs from God to help our unbelief? Get tickets at branchesoftheword.org and see for yourself.
Through God's grace, we are called to be amazing daughters and sons of God. But through our faults of our own and temptations and all those horrible things, we often struggle to be that best self. But we're here to help you overcome that today and get on God's path on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and we are helping you become who you are, the person God sees when He looks at you through His eyes of love, your best self. 877-573-7825. Let's go to our next caller, Lisa. Who's up?
We're talking now with Rebecca, listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hi, Rebecca. What's up? How can we help you out?
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I've been in my car, and it's just so ironic that you all are doing this right now, because Houston, as you probably know, we've grown way too big, and we have way too much traffic, and I have, like, a pro-life bumper sticker. I have so many Christian things on my car, and yet I cannot help it when people are rude to me. It's like, now I have an issue with that. And it's like, okay, what do I do? I mean, I don't get rude and flip any, you know, I don't do any of that stuff. But I mean, like, I just had somebody, I was at a light, I'd had my right turn signal on, and it was red. Now, we can take a right on red. So I was just checking to make sure I could pull out, and this person honked at me right away. And it's like, it wasn't a right turn lane. And so I just thought, you know what? I'm sick of this. So they pulled around me, of course, to get around me. I just got behind them, and I just followed them. I didn't hurt them, but that's not right.
I am so glad you called with this. What a terrific question.
I love it. And
you know,
boy, my husband struggles with this, too. My husband is a very, if nobody's noticed by the 20-plus books that Greg has written, he's a man of great purpose and direction.
I'm driven.
And when people get involved in that traffic, it stops between.
And on top of that, here's the thing.
He struggles with it. You do.
When I was, and I'll be honest, when I was doing driver's ed, like when I was 16 years old doing driver's ed, my driver's ed teacher said, you know all that stuff about drive defensively? That's nonsense. Drive offensively. They'll get out of your way.
Oh, it's his. I have him to thank for all the arguments.
So I had to work really hard against this. I had to work really hard against this because it was just ingrained in me that, you know, if you just do your thing, people move. So you have to take a deep breath. And I'm going to share with you just what I do, all right?
On the days that it works.
And it does. Come on.
I'm just teasing you. You know I'm teasing you.
I got to say, I've taken to doing two things. One, I try to use that time in my car, especially when I'm by myself, as a time for prayer. You know, so I'll try to keep up my rosary or a chaplet or something that I'm just, you know, and you're not able to concentrate as well as you might like, but, you know, you're just trying to put yourself in that spirit.
When you pray in that situation, you know God and the angels are kind of
making
that for you, making up the difference. But at least you're saying, hey, God, you know, put me in this place to be present and have you present to me.
And the other part is when somebody is rude to me on the road, I do feel angry about that. I mean, I feel that feeling kind of rise up. And immediately I work really hard at bringing that to God. I say, Lord, I'm really furious with this person right now. I want to go follow them. I want to flip them off. I want to, you know, whatever it is. Like,
scream and yell.
I
don't want my kids in the back seat to hear it.
I know that's not what you want me to do. Bless that person. You know, whatever it is that made them do that or is driving them to behave that way or whatever, just be with them. And be with me to get over this. It really makes a difference. I mean, I know it sounds pious. I know it might come off as cheesy in some way, but I'm telling you, it really makes a difference, because what you're doing is you're seeing those moments not just as things you have to suffer, but you're seeing them with the spiritual power that they really do have to help you become a more generous, more forgiving, more understanding person, especially that latter prayer where I'm bringing that person to God and saying, Lord, whatever it is that they're running to or why ever it is that they're so stressed they have to treat me like that, just bless them.
Yeah.
And help me not do that to other people because I'm angry right now. You know, help me drive in a way that glorifies you.
And it works. You know, it takes practice. You know, you're not going to get there by the end of this call, but you're going to get there. And you just kind of keep bringing that in prayer. Cultivate that. Let your car be your sanctuary.
Well, it helps to keep EWTN on in the car, too, right? Because that kind of keeps you in that front main, you know, that frame of mind.
Good opportunity
you're not
for a plug
doing
there.
That.
Yeah.
No, it's true. You know, and she's listening today, and it helps you to remember who you want to be, right? If, you know, if you're listening to, like, heavy metal music or something that's making you feel angry about the political situation, you're more likely to give in to all those things we just talked about. But if you have that in your car, in your space, where, yes, I am godly, yes, I want to be holy, yes, I want to be different than this person who just did this to me, it helps. It really
does. You know
what?
Look, everybody listen to what Rebecca's saying here, because she's pointing out, you know, a very simple but I think very powerful way that we often undermine the gospel. You know, we've all these bumper magnets and stickers and flags and every kind of manner of thing stuck in our car about Jesus and the gospel and whatever. And then we cut somebody off in traffic, or we flip somebody off, or we yell at them, or, you know, that's not any kind of a witness that we want to have. And that's one of the very simple practical ways that we really undermine our message. And so, you know, be your best self, especially in those simple little ways that allow us to glorify God and make somebody else's life a little bit more pleasant in those stressful situations of traffic. And it can make a big difference. And, you know, so throughout the course of the program, we've been talking about how to be your best self in every situation, no matter how serious or silly it might be. The reality is each of these moments is a moment where we can grow closer to God. You know, one of our contributors, Father John Ricardo, has a new book called Heaven Starts Now, and he talks about how every moment is an opportunity to become who God created us to be our best selves. That's what we want for you. And you can learn more about how to do that by contacting us through the Pastoral Solutions Institute to check out all of our books and resources. Again, the website is moretoliferadio.com. You can go there and download the podcast, check out the books, and learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice to help you be your best in your marriage, family, or personal life by working with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor who can help you get where you want to go. Learn more at the website or call to make an appointment at 740-266-6461. That's 740-266-6461 to speak with a counselor. Now get out there and celebrate the life you were meant to live. God bless.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Fully Alive. Reflections on the scripture readings of today's Mass with Father Pat Egan, Chaplain of Ave Maria Radio.
You know how Catholics in America are very argumentative. Liberals, reactionaries, free-range Catholics, and trendies, they have little time and patience for each other.